We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC newsroom in New York. There has just been a press and radio conference at the White House in Washington at which Secretary Charles G. Ross announced that President Truman has not made any statement that Japan has accepted our surrender terms. This follows the receipt of a false flash by radio networks and newspapers all over the country, a false flash from the United Press at 9:39 o'clock tonight that President Truman had announced that Japan had accepted our surrender terms. Exactly 2 minutes later, that flash was killed, and so the war with Japan still goes on, and as yet there has been no official announcement from the White House or from any other source that Japan has quit the war and accepted our surrender terms.
Keep tuned to your NBC station for later news.
From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
Private Smith, did you bring back any valuable information?
Yes, Lieutenant. For weeks, I kept my ears to the ground.
What happened?
My ears got dirty.
Why, you stupid...
Oh, there. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's. Imagine that policeman giving me a ticket for parking my truck next to a hydrant.
But you're not supposed to park your truck next to a hydrant.
Who ain't? I'm the fire chief. I was driving a fire truck. Why, have all the insults...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Gates and his orchestra, David Street, Betty Rhodes, and our genial host, the star of our show, Park Your Carcass.
Dear Diary, I know it's supposed to be diary, but I got this book from a milk company. August 12th, 1945. My, how time flies. Here it is, August the 12th, and it seems that only yesterday was August the 11th. Well, tomorrow's the last day I've got to pay that $1,000 note I owe the bank. If not, they're going to take away my restaurant. I'm still short. I don't know how much I got, but I know I ain't got $1,000. Well, might as well count up my money and see what I have got. Here's 20, 40, 60, 80, 90, 95, 97, 98, 99. Could have had a dollar if I didn't weigh myself. Nah, I guess I'll never be rich. So what? Everybody wants to be rich. Are the rich people better off than poor people? You bet your life they are. But after all, what are rich people? They're just poor people who got money. Let the rich people have their money. It's no shame to be broke. Of course, it's a little bit inconvenient. I never did care about money. I always said if I only had $1,000,000, I wouldn't care if I didn't have a cent. Well, it looks like this is my last day in the restaurant. After 18 years, it's going to be hard to leave this place. Oh, hello, David Street.
Hiya, Parkey. Is it true?
I'm afraid it is, David. The bank in Smith's are my paying the $1,000 by tomorrow, so I ain't got it, and it looks like they're going to take away the restaurant.
Oh, come on, Parkey. Snap out of it. Why, you've been crying. There are tears in your eyes.
No, I ain't. I was just eating grapefruit, and it squirted.
And why are your eyes bloodshot?
That's where the cherry hit me. here's my old frying pan, David. I used to use this for fixing eggs. Now, David, if I only had an egg for every egg I used in this restaurant, if I only had a dollar for every egg. If I only had a dollar for every egg, I could buy that whole bank.
Yes, I bet you fried a lot of eggs, Parkey.
Oh, I didn't only make fried eggs, David. I made all kinds of eggs. We had fried eggs, white eggs, boiled eggs, spoiled eggs, shared eggs, bird eggs, chopped eggs, wrapped eggs, scrambled eggs, shambled eggs, closed eggs, boiled eggs, hen's eggs, turkey eggs, clear eggs, murky eggs. We also had big eggs, pale eggs, round eggs, small eggs, fresh eggs, tail eggs, strong eggs, tall eggs, baked eggs, flaked eggs, brown eggs, white eggs, blue eggs, new eggs, wrong eggs, right eggs, deviled eggs, leveled eggs, eggs that we stuffed. So when it comes to eggs, I think I said enough. So
Sparky, all that talk about eggs has made me hungry. How about fixing a couple of eggs for me right now?
Eggs? Who can get eggs? Oh, hello, Betty Rhodes.
Hiya, Betty.
Hello, Parky. Hiya, David. Gee, Parky, you know, I can't realize this is the last day that I'll be working here.
Yeah, I can't believe it myself. I'll never forget the first day I opened the restaurant, Betty. I was on my hands and knees all day.
Cleaning up the place?
No, I dropped a nickel.
Parky, the reason you're so lovable is that you can joke at a time like this.
Why not joke, Betty? It's only money. All right, I worked here like a dog for 18 years, and now they're throwing me out. So I'll get another restaurant, and I'll work there for another 18 years. Maybe they'll throw me out of there, too. So if they do that 10 times, I'll be 180 years old, and I won't have to worry. You know, I don't have to worry because I got an annuity. When I'm 179 years old, they pay me $10 a week for the rest of my life.
Poor Parky, I feel so sorry for you.
Now, look, kids, I can't give you very much to remember me by. Betty, I haven't even got this week's salary to pay you, but I'll get it for you, I promise.
Oh, you don't owe me a cent, Parky. And I only feel terrible because I haven't been able to help you.
Betty, I want you to take this. I didn't know what to get you, so I bought you a book. I want you to have it, and every time you read it, maybe you'll think of your old friend, Parky. I wrote something in it.
Well, isn't that sweet of you? Let me see it. To Betty, for all the nice things she has done, love, Parky. Oh, Parky.
It's a beautiful story, Betty. I didn't have time to finish it, so I don't know how the story ends.
You don't know how it ends. Parky, this is a dictionary.
No wonder I couldn't tell who committed the murder. David, I got something for you, too. You see that little frame up there over the cash register? When I opened my restaurant 18 years ago, that's where I put the first dollar I took in, right in that frame.
Well, I see the frame, but where's the dollar?
I had to spend it to buy the frame. Now, Betty, I got something else for you.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Parky. You've given me enough. Gee, I'd like to give you something to remember me by.
Oh, I don't need nothing to remember you by. How could I ever forget you? But if you want to do something, you can sing a song for me. I'd sing a song for you, but I got so much packing to do.
That's a good idea, Betty. Why don't you sing till the end of time? That's Parky's favorite tune.
I love it.
my heart in sweet surrender.
Parky.
Oh, hello, Bob Williams. Say, Bob, I feel very blue. Tell me a story to cheer me up, will you? You know, you salesmen have always got a lot of good stories.
Well, I heard a good one today, Parky.
Yeah, what is it?
It's about the three bears.
Oh, tell it to me.
Once upon a time, there were three bears. The mama bear, the papa bear.
And a baby bear.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it seems that the three bears went for a walk in the woods.
Yeah.
And when they came home, they found that somebody had been in their house and turned the place upside down.
Oh, what do you know?
Well, the papa bear started to rant and rage. And the mama bear was so upset, she just sat down and cried.
And what did the baby bear do?
Well, the baby bear said,
"There, there. Why be irritated? Quite an old goat."
Wasn't that cute? And what did the papa bear say?
Well, the papa bear said, "Baby bear is right. You can get comfort and pleasure when you light an old go, especially today. But you can't get pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry."
You know, Bob, it seems to me I've heard this story before. What did the mama bear say?
The mama bear said, "To help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey."
Oh, and then what did the baby bear say?
The baby bear said, "Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco for delightful extra flavor. Yes, extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold. So whenever you can, try a pack. And when little annoyances get you down, why be irritated? Light an old go."
Gee, that was a wonderful story, Bob. I feel so much better now. Will you excuse me, Bob? I got to go in the kitchen and do a lot of packing.
Say, Betty.
Yes, what is it, Opie?
Explain this to me. I can't get it through my head how the bank can take away Parky's restaurant.
Well, it's very simple, Opie. Parky had a note at the bank and he couldn't pay it.
Notes? Who cares about notes? Why don't he be like me and my orchestra? We don't pay no attention to notes.
Yeah, so I hear.
Gee, Betty, I hate to see Parky go. You know, I was just starting to get used to his cooking around here. You know something, Parky is the only man in the world who cooks just like my mother used to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she used to burn everything, too.
Say, Opie, have you any plans? Where do you think you'll go? Have you a job?
Well, I can always do what I did last summer.
What'd you do last summer?
Nothing.
Opie, instead of thinking about doing nothing, you should have some get up and go.
You know, that's what they tell us everywhere we play. Get up and go.
Hello, Opie.
Hi, Parky. So you're really going, huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to miss you too, Opie. And I want you to know that everything I ever said about you, forget it. Because it was true.
Well, Parky, this may sound kind of sentimental, but I wrote a poem and dedicated it to you.
Yeah?
I want to read it right now.
Well, isn't that nice? Go ahead and read the poem, Opie.
Well, the name of this poem is Farewell, Parky Carcass by Opie Cates, copyrighted 1945.
What'd you have it copyrighted for?
In case Parky wants to steal it.
Oh, go ahead with the poem.
Well, here it is. Farewell, Parky Carcass.
Yeah.
M is for the many times you fed me. And O is for all the money that you I owe.
You I owe? You mean I owe you. Go ahead.
T stands for coffee.
T stands for coffee?
Yeah, your coffee is too weak to stand by itself.
Go ahead with the poem.
Now, H is for the happiness you gave me, and E is for anything.
Wait a minute. E is for anything? Up here, you are dopey. Anything starts with N.
Now, wait a minute, Parker. Wait a minute here. Who wrote this poem, Parky? And R is for the oranges.
Opie, oranges don't start with R.
Round oranges?
Oh, for goodness.
Put them all together, they spell Parky Carcass.
Opie, M-O-T-H-E-R doesn't spell Parky Carcass. It spells mother.
Look, Betty, I just write these poems. I don't figure them out.
Well, come on, Parky. Come on, Opie. It's late, and we'd better be going home. Gee, I don't know how I'm going to stand seeing this door locked for the last time. If I cry a little, you won't mind, will you, Parky? I guess women cry at everything.
Look, why don't you two kids run along? Being as this is my last night, I'd like to stay here in the restaurant alone for a few minutes.
Okay, and good night, Parky. Now, look, don't sit around here all night and brood. Go home and get some sleep.
I'll be all right, Betty. Good night, kids. See here, I'm going to miss those people. You know, I can't believe that this is my last night here. For the last 18 years, I spent most of my life here, right in these four walls. You know, it's hard to tear myself away now. That's why I just wanted to be here alone with my signs and my fixtures and my food. Just me and my calf's brains. And my lamb's tongue and my pig's feet. Oh, that must be Betty. I bet she forgot something.
Hey, Bob, could I get a cup of coffee?
No, we're all closed up, mister.
Yeah, I seen the lights was out, but I thought I might be able to get a cup of coffee. Good night, Bob.
Well, I never turned down nobody yet. Okay, come on in. I'll have a cup of coffee with you. Separate cups, of course. You want cream and sugar?
No, I'll tell you what I want, Bob.
What?
I want to hold you up.
Oh, you couldn't hold me up. I'm too heavy.
Look, never mind. This is a stick-up. Reach for the ceiling.
Reach for the ceiling? I'll try, but honest, I'll never make it. I know.
Hey, keep your mouth shut or I'll let you have this gun.
Let me have your gun. I don't want your gun. I'm not mad at anybody.
All right, can the chatter. Where's the money?
Money? Oh, this is the best compliment that has happened to me in 18 years. Imagine, Holt. I don't got no money. You're holding up the wrong man.
Don't tell me my business. I'm one of the most successful hold-up men in the whole country.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. What do you want to bother with a punk like me? Look, all I got is 99 cents. If this ever got in the papers, we'll both be embarrassed.
What do you mean, embarrassed?
Sure, how would I like it when it comes out in the papers that I was held up and all the robber could get from me was 99 cents? I would be ashamed. And how would you like it when all your friends read that in the papers? You'd be ashamed of yourself, too. Shame, shame, shame.
Maybe you're right. The boys would laugh me out of town if they thought I only got a 99-cent haul.
Sure.
You know, my organization's got a minimum rate of $5.
So, I'll tell you what I'll do with you. Why couldn't we make a date and I'll meet you someplace next week? Meanwhile, I'll try to borrow some money. Then you can stick me up and at least get a few dollars. That way, neither one of us will be embarrassed.
You want to make a date for next week, huh?
Sure.
Well, wait till I look in my engagement book here.
Gee, I hope you can fit me in.
Let's see now. I can't meet you the first part of the week because I'm all tied up.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, I got to knock off a bank on Monday, and on Tuesday I got to hijack a truck.
Yeah, what about Wednesday?
No. Wednesday I got to take my wife to the art museum.
Yeah. Okay, make it Thursday.
All right, Thursday. Hey, wait a minute. Whoever heard of making a date to get stuck up, I ought to get out of here. You're a crazy man.
Uh-oh, be careful. Don't bump into that stuff in the aisle, Dad. I think he fell over something. Gee, I hope he's not hurt. Are you all right, mister? Mister, get up, speak to me. He don't answer. He must be unconscious. Gee, I hope he's not dead. Wait, I'll put a mirror in front of his mouth. My, his teeth need fixing. I better take him to a hospital right away.
NBC interrupts this program to bring you a special news summary.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC newsroom in New York. The New York United Press headquarters, just about 2 minutes ago, made this announcement. A vicious prank touched off a premature celebration of VJ Day tonight. A person still unknown obtained access to a United Press newswire and at 9:33 Eastern Wartime tonight flashed to the nation a false report that President Truman had announced Japanese acceptance of the Allied surrender terms. The false report carried a Washington dateline but did not originate in the United Press's Washington Bureau. It was ordered held up 2 minutes later by UP, which started an immediate investigation. A complete report will be made later. That is the end of the United Press announcement, and so the war goes on, and we continue our 63-hour wait for the news that the whole wide world wants so much to hear, the news that the war really is over.
Keep tuned to your NBC station for later news.
I heard the police arrested Parkey. They found him with that famous gangster, Charlie the Rat, and they think they're pals. So I'm on my way over to the police station to see if I can help him.
Yeah, Bob, I just heard about it, too. That's where I'm going myself. Gee, I hope they don't send him up the river.
Oh, Opie, I'm sure Parkey didn't do anything so that they'd want to send him up the river.
Yeah, I sure wouldn't want to see him take a one-way trip in one of them Robert Fulton steamboats.
Opie, I'm afraid you're a little late for Robert Fulton. He went up the river in his steamboat in 1807.
Went up in 1807, huh? He should be out any day now.
You know, Opie, that's 138 years ago. But even 47 years before that, in 1760 to be exact, the Lorillard business was founded.
Really?
Yes, and you know, that's nearly two centuries of association with the world's choice tobaccos. And this vast experience is reflected in the quality of Old Gold cigarettes today. Marvelous quality consistently maintained despite wartime conditions.
You know something, Bob? I had a great thing happen to me yesterday. I went into a store and they actually had a pack of Old Gold for me.
Yes, Opie, that could happen now because the cigarette situation is temporarily eased because military demands are somewhat reduced. So we're doing our best to provide more and more Old Golds for civilians. So if you must take substitute brands today, cheer up. You may have Old Golds tomorrow.
Well, in that case, I'll give my pack of Old Golds to Parkey in that police station. I bet he sure could enjoy them now.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Opie. Well, here we are. Let's go in and see if we can find Parkey.
Okay.
But, Chief, we've told you a dozen times that Parkey here was only taking that Charlie the Rat to the hospital.
Who's going to believe that? Charlie the Rat is one of the most dangerous gangsters in the country. Now, mister, are you ready to sign this confession?
Let me read that. I, Parkey Akakis, alias Willie the Weasel, admit that Charlie the Rat and myself have robbed 12 national banks, held up 15 payroll trucks, broke into 84 jewelry stores.
Yes, you did all that, didn't you, Weasel?
Look, go easy on that Weasel, if you please.
I'm going to force you to sign this confession. They don't call me Iron-Willed Mike for nothing.
He will not sign anything. Those are not his words. Those are your words. Parkey, don't you write your name on that confession.
Don't worry, Betty. I'll never write my name on that confession.
Why not?
I don't know how to write.
Hello? Yes, sir. I got Willie the Weasel right here. All right, D.A. I'll bring him right over. Okay, Weasel. Come along with me. The D.A. wants to see you.
The D.A.? Oh, Parkey.
David Street sings, "There I've Said It Again."
I love you, there's nothing to hide. It's better than burning inside. I love you, no use to pretend. There, I've said it again. I've said it. What more can I say? Believe me, there's no other way. I love you, and I will to the end. There, I've said it again. I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you. But what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so. But one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, I've said it again.
Well, Mr. Pocketcockers, as district attorney of this state, it becomes my duty to tell you that you...
Please let me go home, Mr. District Maternity. I'm innocent, honest I am.
Just one minute. I'm not through with you. Now, you admit that you were with Charlie the Rat at the time he was arrested. Is that true?
Yes, but...
And you were also aware of the fact that this man that you were associating with is one of the most desperate criminals of all time.
I know, but...
Now, Mr. Pocketcockers, as district attorney of this state, there's only one thing left for me to do.
But I think...
I'm forced to see that you get what's coming to you.
Why should I get what is coming to me? I didn't do nothing.
Oh, you didn't, eh?
No.
Well, we have just found out that you and you alone are responsible for the capture of Charlie the Rat. So here, take this. This is yours.
What is? This is a check for $2,500.
Right. That's the reward. And may I shake the hand of the bravest man I've ever met.
$2,500.
Good heavens, he's fainted.
For the further adventures of Parky Carcass, David Street, Betty Rhodes, Opie Cates, and his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parky's. Now until next Sunday evening, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are conditioned with apple honey to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. And now this is Bob Williams saying goodnight for Old Gold and inviting you again next Sunday night to meet me at Parky's.
National Broadcasting Company.